We're going to be speaking about healthy spiritual lives, growing a spiritual life in Jesus. And we've been focusing on Proverbs chapter 4, verse 22. So the last several weeks in the month of July, hopefully you were reading the scripture and hopefully you read it through the week, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 22. And I'm not sure how many of you have memorized this verse. We've been speaking about it every almost every Sunday with the exception of the 18th. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 22. Proverbs 4, 22, it says, "For they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh." Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Give us a revelation of your word today. We thank you, Father. Change us, mold us, Lord. I thank you, God, for giving us an opportunity to, Lord, to bring our burdens, to just make some things right with you, God, and just to bring our cares to you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for just that opportunity of providing and orchestrating that moment of blessing, Lord. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. So healthy spiritual life. I mean, according to Christian research groups, this is a problem in the church today, especially. They don't say, you know, especially, so I'm throwing especially because a lot of the research groups, the polls are done with American Christians. So I'm saying especially with the exception of the rest of the world, but in the USA, there is a problem in the church. There is an illiteracy that is occurring in the church today. It is a biblical one. Bible illiteracy. The word illiteracy is defined as the inability to read or write. There are believers in the church today that have been living for the Lord for quite some time. They don't know the word. They don't know how to study the word. If you were to give them a passage of scripture, for instance, the passage of scripture where Jesus heals the 10 lepers, and you tell them to study that word, they would not know or understand how to study. If this is occurring in the church today, that means that there are many who are not, according to verse 22 of chapter 4 of Proverbs. If this is true, then if this is really happening, this means that there are many believers who are not finding life or searching God's words instructions. I mean, it says they are life. Now, we're going to go to in a couple minutes. What is they are? For they are. Well, what is they are? What's it talking about? We're going to get to that. It's God's word and his instructions. So if this is occurring in the church today, therefore believers' health is not so healthy. Therefore, there are believers who don't know how to study God's word, let alone read God's word. And if they don't know how to study and they're not reading God's word, guess what? They're not applying God's word. They're not applying God's word to their life. How can the church flourish then? How can the church grow? How can a believer in Christ grow in the faith if they're not faithfully reading, if they're not studying the word? And if they're not applying the word, how can one grow? Psalm 119, 11. It says, "I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you." The psalmist here is saying that he hides the word, not so that, you know, no one else knows. I'm telling you, if you hide the word in your heart and you apply it, people will know because it's going to come out of you. All right? Scripture even says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So the psalmist here says, "I have hidden your word, God, in my heart that I might not sin against you." The purpose that God's word is hidden in the heart is to be it's valuable. He treasures it. He wants to know it, keeping it in his heart, in his treasure. It says in a couple of verses, I don't want to go ahead of myself, but Proverbs 4, 20 through 23, we're going to go there in a little bit. If you want to find that, put your finger in there or your paper there, and we're going to go there. But because we hide God's word in our heart, this determines one's course of life. Scripture tells us this, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 through 23. Now, if you're taking notes and you have your Bible there, and if it's not your phone, because it might be, you know, it might be bad to highlight your phone. Don't do that. But with a highlighter, you get it. All right, so if you have your Bibles, I want you to underline these few words, okay? Verse 20, underline, pay attention. Underline, listen carefully. Underline, don't lose sight of them. Underline, penetrate deep. Not sure if I'm going too fast. Underline, they bring life. Underline, find them. Underline, healing to their whole body. Underline, guard your heart. And then finally, underline, it determines the course of your life. So here it says, my child, pay attention. Listen up to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Some of you parents, you understand this. You tell your kids four or five times to clean their to clean the room. They haven't done it yet. Hey, you got to pay attention. Listen to what I'm saying. Verse 21, don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep into your heart. This is why he's saying in 119:11, I hide your word in my heart so that it will penetrate deep into my heart. And verse 22, for they bring life to those who find them. And health to all their flesh, to their whole body. Guard your heart above all else. Why guard my heart? Because out of your heart determines the course of your life. Now, let me tell you this. Let me help you to understand this. Before Jesus, my heart was deceitfully wicked. But because of Jesus and because of his word hiding in my heart, his word, I'm saving it. I'm keeping it in my heart. Now what's in my heart will determine the course of my life. Now what I put in my heart determines the choices that I make. Now in my heart determines how I'm going to live my life. So this is how it, whatever's inside, it determines the course of my life. Verse 20 states that we are to pay attention to God's word, pay attention to his instructions. That word in the King James, it says attend. New King James, it says pay attention. That Hebrew word is kashab. It means to prick up your ears. Put slide two. It means to prick up your ears. That is hearken, cause to hear, give heed. Those of you that have dogs, you ever hear dog's ears? You see a dog's ears go up? They're listening. You open the fridge and get something out of the fridge, their ears go up. You open the door, their ears go up. Time to go outside. You take out your wallet and you take your money out, your kids' ears go up. They go up because they want to pay attention. That word kashab means to prick up your ears. Say what? Hearken. Give heed to. Paying attention to God's word will help you and equip you not to sin against God. If you're paying attention, this is my first point today. God wants us to be spiritually healthy. He wants us to be spiritually healthy. Now, how do you come to that conclusion, Pastor? Because he's given us his word, and in his word, if we find them, there are life and health to all our flesh. He wants us to be healthy. He knows where we came from. He knows the junk you came from. He knows where you know because he was there and he called you and his spirit called you out of that junk, out of that filthy mire and into a new righteous living, new life. He's the one that gave it to you. Knowing his word, reading his word, applying his word. This is spiritual exercise for spiritual health. Some of you remember, some of you know this. If you don't, maybe because you don't need to, but on the shampoo bottle, it says lather, rinse, repeat. Some of you probably would still be in there if nobody would tell you to get out of the shower because it says repeat. So lather, rinse, repeat. Listen, when we hear his word, when we read his word and we apply his word, this is spiritual exercise for spiritual health. Some of you might agree with me. We need some exercise physically. Okay, maybe not you, but I do. I need some spirit. I need some physical exercise. But listen, what? Listen to this. Even more so, spiritual exercise. No matter how long you've been serving the Lord Jesus Christ, you need spiritual exercise as well. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 17 says that because of God's word, that we have been given some things. They're called holy scriptures. God's word. Scriptures. We have been given them so that we would be thoroughly furnished. Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 17. In the New King James, it says that the man of God may be complete, So I think the King James might say perfect. Perfect doesn't mean that you are perfect and there's no, no, that's only Jesus. But that you would be complete, thoroughly equipped, thoroughly furnished for every good work. New Living Translation says it this way. God uses it. What's it? His Holy Scriptures. God uses his scriptures to change us, prepare us. I'm sorry. Uses his Holy Scriptures to prepare and equip his people to do what? Every good work. Not my work. Not my good work. Because my good works, are as filthy. Yeah, I mean, my works don't cut it. It's his works. It's his ways. And they're better than mine. All scripture changes us. All scripture prepares us. All scripture speaks to us. When you read scripture and you take time to actually pay attention to what you're reading, it reads you. I've always heard it say that, and I in the beginning, I never really understood that. How does that read me? As I read, I don't do that. Oh, yeah, that's what I was doing the other day. It tells on me, and I have to repent. If I'm paying attention, I will. Listen, if you don't pay attention to what the Word of God is saying, even today, you're not paying attention, guess what's going to happen? You're not going to repent. You're not going to change. You're going to come in the same way. You're going to leave the same way. That is not what God desires for you. Spiritually healthy lives, as we pay attention to his word, as we hide it, we keep it, we treasure it, because it's eventually going to come out, praise God, and apply it, and continue to apply it. Lather, rinse, repeat. We continue to apply it. This is what changes us. This is what helps us. Let's go to slide 3. I like what John Bevere says. This is a quote from him. He says, build your faith on the entirety of God's word, not just the parts you find comfortable. The parts that talk about finances, no, I'm going to put that. No, you can't do that. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture has been given to us by God, by the inspiration of God, and it profits you, it profits me. So for me to just cut and choose whatever I want, maybe what some of you are going to do when you go down the line, you're going to be like, no, it's got vegetables. I don't eat vegetables. You do that. We do that all the time for what we eat. You can't do that with God's word. It's from the beginning to the end. Take it or leave it. Psalm 119, let's go to verse 7 through 6 of Psalm 119. I'm sorry, 7 through 16 we're going to read. Psalm 119, 7 through 16. It says, I will praise you with an upright heart as I learn your righteous laws. I will obey your decrees. Do not utterly forsake me. How can a young person stay on the path of purity? Students, listen to this. It's a question. We find a question here in the Bible. Those of you that are young at heart, listen too. How can a young person stay on the path of purity? What does it say? It says here, by taking heed according to your word, by taking heed. In the New Living Translation, it says, by living according to your word. It says, I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stay away. Do not let me stray from your commands. Verse 11, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Praise be to you, Lord. Teach me your decrees. With my lips, I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. You want to find a scripture that says, I don't find a scripture that says I have to memorize God's word. Well, listen, I meditate on your, oh, no, I'm sorry. With my lips, I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. Verse 14, I rejoice in following your statutes as one rejoices in great riches. They rejoice in following God's word. Why? Because they see the benefit of following God's word. It's not riches like I got a bunch of cash in my pocket. It's riches that I'm receiving, the eternal rewards of his word. Verse 15, I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. You see, hiding God's word is intentional. It doesn't happen automatically. Just because you read a verse 5 times, it's not hidden in your heart. Why? Because you could read that verse 5 times and your mind be somewhere else. long list of honeydews. Yeah, it could be on a long list of a bunch of things, but your mind's got to be focused on that. How many of you ever read the Bible and your mind, you know, you're thinking about four or five other things. You have to refocus. Some of you, it's like hard. For me, it's hard. Got to refocus. What I do sometimes to help me, and this might sound funny, I'm not sure, laugh at me if you want to. I got to read out loud. I can't be this person that sits in a chair, you know, on movies or pictures, someone sitting, you know, sitting in a comfy chair and sitting, you know, and there's a, you know, coffee table there and they're reading a book and they're sitting. I'd fall asleep. I can't sit down. I got to get up. I walk. And yeah, I'll walk with my Bible or my phone and I'm reading aloud. It helps me to understand. It helps me to pay attention and focus when I'm reading. And there are times when I don't understand what I'm reading. And I do what my father-in-law suggested a long time ago. Put my hand on the Bible and say, Father, help me to understand. Holy Spirit, give me a revelation. I don't understand this. I read it four or five times and it's like Chinese. I don't read Chinese. So, Father, I just need you to help me. Help me to understand this. When I'm doing that, does it show that I'm paying attention? Yeah. But if I'm reading it, rant, okay, I'm done for the day. You're not paying attention to the word. When you hear God's word and you're not doing it, repent right then and there. Listen, I grew up where you could do a whole bunch of things. You go to church. You go to the church on Saturday, do confession. You're good to go. You do that a lot of times and it becomes repetitious and religious. And I am not going to him to change. I'm just going to him to recite a couple of prayers that I was told to pray. But yet my heart's not changed. Why? Because I am not intentional about applying his word to my heart, about applying his word to my life. I'm just reading it or I'm just praying this prayer. There's no change in me. And that's what happens. And this is why there's a problem in the church. Bible illiteracy. People don't know what the word of God is saying. Turn from your wicked ways. It is more valuable and profitable to know God's word and to follow it and keep it. It's important that we not just read it. We read it. We hide it in our heart and we commit. And if you find yourself doing what the word of God is saying, ooh, I do that. Repent. Speak out loud to God. God, forgive me. This is what I'm doing. Lord, forgive me. God, I commit to you that with your help, I'm not doing this anymore. God, I surrender, Lord. My life is yours. Can I have Silas? Or no, yeah, Ezra, come on up. I didn't see Ezra over there. Come here, Ezra. I'm going to ask Ezra to do something for me.